It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I told my wife that I put myself on restrictions. Restriction. No more reading glasses for the rest of the year.
Well, that's horrible.
It's not. I got more reading glasses than probably anybody in the world.
You can buy them. You can't buy them, but you can wear them.
Oh, I can wear them all the time.
Oh, thank God. I thought the commercials were going to absolutely go down the drain.
I have. I don't buy expensive things anymore, but I do buy cheap things like compulsively occasionally.
Yeah.
And so I got six pairs of readers for $11.
In all the colors of the rainbow.
In my prescription.
Well, I mean,
which
a reader,
I'm thrilled about.
It's just a number. Like, is it a 175?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So I guess that's
how did you know it was a 175?
That's a common one.
Your brain, it is?
I think so. I've seen that.
Josh, do you find that weird that he knows?
I have no idea how readers work. So
readers are just magnifying glasses.
Yes,
really?
I understand that. I didn't know they were numbered.
Yeah. 1.5, 1.25, 1.752, 2.5. And then if you get up to like 3.7, you're like in Coke bottle. See, 3.75, you're in Coke bottle territory.
My most recent readers are 2.5s. Yikes.
Well, that's as high as they go.
You know what? Mike is laughing at me because of my failing eyesight.
Jesus Christ. Really?
Now, yeah, that's why I just looked at them. But I don't wear them because I got the prescriptions that have the progressive lenses or whatever.
I gave up on that.
I did once, and now I'm loving it.
I'm fine with the what I have right now, but it is, make no mistake, in my humble opinion, it is a steadily deteriorating
situation. It seldom goes the other way. My father used to give his brother, my Uncle Pete, who passed away, they had houses on adjoining lots on the eastern shore, and Pete was very practical. That's the best word for it. And he was at a yard sale or a rummage sale and saw a box of old black plastic readers like you would see in the 1960s, and he bought like 10 pairs of them and sprinkled them around both houses readers were there
everywhere. I have a reader case.
And my father said, "Hey Pete, you look like SpongeBob." And so from then on, all of Pete's readers were called SpongeBob glasses.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
But I mean, everywhere you look, they're in the kitchen, they're in the living room, there's just these generic looking glasses everywhere. Horrible.
I try on this show to, when it comes to anything pop culture, TV, movies,
right,
live shows, whatever, I try to keep it relevant. I really do. I make every effort to make sure, because we've got Rob, who will talk about Gone with the Wind. I feel it's my job to bring in things that are a little fresher, and Rob will do the same. He'll bring fresh stuff in as well.
And sometimes you'll bring in something that's a little nostalgic.
Good mix. This doesn't fall into the nostalgia category at all. This falls into
But this is older then.
This falls into a dated category because I looked at it today. I said, if I'm going to talk about this on the show, I got to make sure just how relevant it is. This goes back to 2000, I believe 2011.
Oh, so if this was, let's use radio terms, Mike. This story is a recurrent, not a current factor, a recurrent factor, one that's still valid, but not in the A slot right now.
You know, sometimes when you move your mouth and words come out, I literally take myself to a different place.
That must be so nice. Where do you go?
Because you are... You're not. It's not word salad with you. It's a salad bar. There's so much stuff coming out of your mouth that is just there.
Yeah.
That you know. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. So You don't need to repeat it. But I think you were commenting on what I was commenting on.
Yeah.
I think. But
welcome back.
Thank you. Getting back to what I was going to talk about here, I mocked my wife, and I mocked your wife, and you mocked your wife
all the time
about their desire to watch reality programming with women murders.
Oh,
you know what
dead,
I mean? That Dateline,
the dead husband shows,
the dead husband shows.
It could also be 2020 if you want to open up your arena.
Carl and I have taken to doing our work. With these shows, Carla does it with her, these shows in the background. I have found that when I'm doing anything that's more important, I find having Dateline in the background is the ultimate show that you don't have to watch.
I agree.
You just can hear it, and you can peer up occasionally if something. But other shows, like if it's a scripted program, I kind of have to dive in. With all my attention. That's the way men kind of consume things.
Well, TV has gotten a little more, scripted TV has gotten more intense. I think it started with 24. You couldn't watch it halfway.
Well, it's always been, you know, good television's always been something you got to pay attention to.
Right.
But with Dateline, a lot of the same kind of formula where they go, coming up, and it's tedious.
And don't forget the recaps out of every commercial. So you're really only getting about 25 minutes of story.
And you can follow along.
Of course. Well, because they're all the same.
And I've watched it and I've mocked it. But I am, and Keith Morrison, you know, fantastic Bill Hader impression that was on Saturday Night Live. So he's very mockable.
Do you ever get Dennis Murphy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. Quite a bit. And the thing about the journalists that work there, they are legit. NBC journalists that you know are serious-minded folks, but they do these stories that are quite the formula. And
popcorn,
I'm here to tell you, last night I went all in, and I went all in on a pretty easily solved case, but that's not what it ended up being about.
I love that.
This was a very bad guy.
Okay.
That murdered a woman in Colorado, and that he was slippery because they couldn't pin it on him, and he was a slicky boy, and he was a good-looking guy, but he was a monster, and he was a sadist. And I don't even remember his name, nor do I care to repeat his name on the show. But they couldn't pin this murder on the guy. It was a thing where he picked up a girl who was inebriated after a night out, you know, which is, by the way, ladies, I don't have to tell you anything, especially young ladies, if you're out and, you know, you're with your pals and you're getting your drink on, be very careful because it makes you a hell of a target. And I would tell my daughters this as well. But it just was a tragedy, a beautiful young girl in Colorado. And they can't pin it on this guy. And there were so many great people in this story. The detectives that worked on the case makes me, if you run into people in law enforcement like this, you are so blessed because they are just so all in. And they you know, it's like anything. Everybody knocks the cops for, oh, they didn't pay attention. Well, I think there are a lot of cops that do give a good rat's ass.
And
this is a very big story around 2011 in the Denver area. Flash forward to they brought this guy in, and they couldn't hold him because they weren't able to charge him, and then he just vanished. And then they tracked him down to another town in Colorado. I think it's called – is Fort Collins in Colorado?
I've heard of that.
And so at this point, they suspect the guy strongly, but it happens again. And this time, they're called to an apartment fire, and they find a woman who has been beaten almost to death in and raped in this apartment. And it to make a long story short about this, and I am, up until a certain point, I am paying attention, and then I become riveted. And I'm going to tell you why I become riveted, and it kind of speaks to what I really, really admire, and I wish I would do more.
How far into the story before they rivet you in?
It's almost the epilogue. It's almost
the, okay. So you're like at the 45
very last
almost.
Surprise.
Okay. All right.
So they're pretty sure, 99.9% sure that this guy did it in Denver, and then they put a tail on him, and then the guy is really not doing anything. You know, he's just going through the motions. He's not doing anything. There's nothing to find.
Right.
So they drop the tail on him. Then this horrible situation happens again. They find the woman. She has been so badly beaten that she suffers a stroke. And she has been so badly beaten that he leaves her for dead, pours gasoline on her, and pours gasoline in the apartment and pours bleach on her. He's covering his tracks, and he's a big guy for doing that. And he is a good-looking guy, and he's a monster, and it's terrible. But they're not connected yet. Well, ultimately, they are connected, and they find, because this woman fought, and I'm going to give you the woman's name in a second, they find out that his DNA is under her fingernails. And they've got his DNA, and it proves to be a match. They've got him. They've got him. They have him in custody. And now it doesn't give closure to the other family because, right. You know, he's not copping to that at all.
But he is in custody because they've got him on the DNA rap. But
they've got him on the other one.
The other family is dissatisfied with that because he's not being punished for the crime that affected them.
This detective who's been working on this case for a very long time finally goes in and meets with this guy to get another DNA sample. The FBI wants another one. And as that happens, the guy says he wants to make a deal. And the deal is that he will admit to everything if he goes to jail without being labeled a sex offender. I don't know if that's jail knowledge where he doesn't want to be put in that category because they have a rough time of it in in the joint, or whether who knows what his sicko mind has.
It bothers me that he has a counteroffer that involves the crime. That's not right.
I will tell you that he does eventually cop to the other murder. They find the body of this young woman. He's murdered one woman, and he's admitted to it, and he is a cop to the attempted murder of the other woman. And then at the very, very end, this woman comes to his trial, the woman he almost killed. Her name is Lydia Tillman.
Okay.
And I am going to tell you, you never know when you're going to be just blown away by a story. But at his trial, she gets up and she cannot speak yet. She has not regained her powers of speech, but she has made a recovery. She is able to, understand what's going on, and she's learning to do things over again because she was so, badly banged up.
Destroyed,
by this.
Destroyed, yeah.
And she has somebody read a statement from her forgiving this guy for what he did. And the dateline ends. This lady's named Lydia Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look her up, Lydia Tillman, she forgives him, and she grants an interview where she is measuring her words. Because at this particular time, this is over 15 years ago now.
Right.
She's able to speak. It's one of the most inspiring human stories I've ever seen. And she discusses why she forgave him. And it's just amazing to have suffered the way she suffers. And with the petty BS we go through now. Boy, do we need more people like this woman who was just spectacular. And I did a dive on her. I'm looking all over her Instagram to see what she's up to now. She seems like she is living her best life. And it's just, it's why it is to me the greatest human attribute, the ability to forgive, that is just, it's stunning to me. Now, I have a tendency in my own life to move on. And I move on, and I don't harbor grudges or wish people that I've had bad times with ill, but I disengage completely. And this woman, Lydia Tillman, is not going to go visit this guy or have any relationship. She moves on. But at the same time, the ability to forgive. Josh, you're you go to a religious services every week, yes. And I've always thought that in any church religion setting, the greatest thing that many and most religions espouse is forgiveness, and I believe that with all of my heart. I think that is the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself and for somebody else. And this woman who cannot speak and then gives the interview as to why she did it and how the energy that she got from it, it's a primer. I'm not going to try to quote her because it's just, she's magnificent. And it's, you hear that people do this occasionally. And I've always found it to be, I got tears streaming down my face watching this lady who is forgiving this absolute monster. We watch so many videos of Karens nowadays, mm-hmm. Where you'll see people that are bitching at a neighbor about a parking space. To watch this was really something else. Look, it's old. It's dated. Many of you have maybe seen it 20 times if you're a connoisseur of this programming. But I saw it for the first time, and I had to bring her to the show today because she was that inspiring for me. I absolutely loved it. And, it speaks to me because I have forgiven, not nearly as much as I want to, but I have been forgiven. Mm-hmm. And it is such a two-sided gift. It really is when mm-hmm. When you do that. And I couldn't even fathom the strength it required for her to go into that courtroom, not able to speak, to have her representative read the statement about this guy, and this miserable monster son of a bitch that's going away for life. It was awesome. So check it out if you get a Dateline Lydia Tillman. You can look up her story and what she what she went through.
This is why Dateline is better than Kitchen Nightmares. Because if you Google 9 out of 10 of the restaurants that Gordon comes in and fixes, I want a stainless steel bar or whatever they do to fix it. Or no, there's also the one with the Australian guy. What's his name? With the glasses, the muscle guy that saves restaurants.
Oh, I forgot his name. We haven't talked about him so long.
Is that
long.
Bar Rescue?
Yeah. No, it's not Bar Rescue. All right, rescues well, that's another restaurants. One of them. But this
hello,
guy,
that's right. It's a
you're a rock star.
You're a rock star.
But he
I don't
comes
even remember
in,
the guy's name. It's been so long since we've talked about him. But,
and I think it's Kitchen Nightmares, and he comes in and fixes everything. And if you Google these restaurants, they're all closed. They're all closed after he builds the new booths and everything. It's
well,
not
you
enough
know,
to fix it.
Oscar told us way back when he was trying to produce this reality show that these producers, all these reality shows are not really reality shows, but
right.
This is recapping a legitimate crime.
Yeah,
and so the people involved are real, and so many the detectives in this with the empathy. I just, if anything ever bad happens to anybody, I would hope that you would get police officers like this and how spectacular they are. Let's think about law enforcement for a second, that these detectives that work on these cases, this is why you've got so many mental health issues with mm-hmm. law enforcement, because They can't turn that off when they come home. They can't do that, especially if they're trying to pin something on a guy they know did it or trying to hunt down a guy that did something horrible. It's amazing.
I can't imagine. Really, I mean, there is a certain blessing to people, I think, that do have jobs that when they leave the job, they're done with the job. You know, they don't have to think about it when they're at home. And you and I are constantly thinking of things for this show every day in real life. And it's hard to turn off because it's part of the duty. But I can imagine for a cop, it would be 75,000 times worse, especially if you're seeing injustice being done and you've got to try to figure out a way to write it. That would drive you crazy.
Yeah, it would. It would. And it's just, it goes to show that you never, you know, you can poo-poo something for a long time, but these are real lives they're talking about. And Keith Morrison, tip of that. Is Keith Morrison still, is he retired? Or
no,
is he
I
still
think he's
doing
still around.
The, isn't
think
he? He's got to be in his 80s, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Keith Morrison, there you go. It is.
He's 38, but prematurely gray.
And the stepfather of the late Matthew Perry, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you ever get a picture of that lady, Josh?
I did not.
Okay.
No. Is the guy Robert Irvine?
Are you with us, Josh, today? I was just curious. You know?
I am.
Okay.
I looked her up, and it came up with a bunch of stuff with Pat Tillman's sister, Lydia Tillman, and that's not the right person. So
Type in fundraiser. I think will come up faster if you do Lydia Tillman fundraiser.
No, I found the right person. I just didn't pull the picture.
Okay. So it's, I just wanted to give
Is it Robert Irvine? I think that's the name.
Robert Irvine.
And he would say.
That's probably, he's a rock star.
For a while, you were very sick of the tape, and I don't have it anymore, where he would say, do you own a failing restaurant?
Don't you wish sometimes that we had a, you know, we love, the main reason that people watch these shows is because it's the car wreck mentality. You know, they want to see the car wreck. Mm-hmm. But when you get, when you take, you lure people in like that and then you get them, committed, and then you lay a human factor on them that just, when you bring someone to television who is light years beyond most of us,
right?
That makes me wonder all the time that, boy, this is what you'd really like to see more of. And there's plenty of that out there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of real goodness out there that's doing. This kind of goodness is just what she did. And there she is.
There she is.
Okay. There she is. I choose love and peace over fear. I won. And she did.
That's great.
And she did. And I mean, she was so close to, they put her, they induced a coma because of the stroke she suffered due to her injuries. This guy tried to burn her up. And covered it with bleach, and my God, fantastic.
So
way to go.
You're a storyteller by nature. You're a great storyteller. Do you think they should have waited that long in the story to introduce the court return?
No, because chronologically, her attack came after the original crime was committed, and they were trying to do this. And it's, it's just... Once again, ladies, young ladies in particular, if you're hearing my voice and you're out traveling packs, I always told my daughters that, if you're going out anywhere, if you're doing anything like that, especially if you're going someplace that's unfamiliar, travel in packs because that's how you protect yourself.
When I was an intern, Mike said, Rob, you're young, you're good looking,
this
travel in packs.
This made me think so much about when I was a younger man and being out and about, the old adage and bar owners have, nothing good happens after midnight.
Right.
All that stuff when there's alcohol flowing and it
hormones.
All happens, hormones.
Yeah.
Those still rage in you, Rob. I know they still rage.
As a matter of fact, I did. What is today? Today is what? Today's
time.
My day. I donate my hormones at the clinic.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's great. It's just a pinprick.
Yeah,
at the end of Rob's overly long finger.
It's sort of a squeeze and release.
So I just had to vent that. I really did. I had to let that go because
not a lot of remarkable TV anymore, Mike. So it's good when you land
and
on
something you like that.
And
not necessarily, in my opinion, a remarkable series. You know, a lot of it's just like
it's filler.
Sometimes they end with nobody being caught.
I know.
So it's really just exploiting the death for an hour and a half. You know,
I like when you get to one where there's a lot of still photos, and then if you look at it, it was like a crime from 1974. They're right. really going far back on these. And so,
have you ever been forgiven for something really bad that you did that, you know, made your life better, that actually, you know, inspired you? Have you ever had that happen? It's rare. I think it's rare that
I can't think of anything. I mean, I've been forgiven for a lot of things throughout my life, but I can't think of anything like that even approaches the magnitude of what.
How about you, Mr. Soroka?
Nothing that comes to mind.
Wow. Now, I've forgiven my children. Like when Robert drew a star with a rock on the hood of the Tahoe.
Right.
And then on the side of the Tahoe, he wrote, "I love mommy," but lost focus. So it was just "I heart Mo." And he did not admit to it. I said, "So who would have done it?"
That doesn't count.
No.
I'm talking about
I think that when you're a parent, you understand forgiveness a lot more.
I think so.
With your kids.
And I've been forgiven by Carla for big things, and I think it's great. It's made our relationship stronger.
Carrie forgave me for the marriage.
There you go. That's it. Now I feel like we've come full circle.
We have come full circle.
And we still have plenty of time to talk about casino gambling.
Mike.
I have been forgiven by Carla for... going to a casino and not telling her. That's a small one, but it's still forgiveness. It's still forgiveness because she was pissed off. That's just a little one. That's not one of the big ones. That's a little one. And casino gambling.
Mike, before we proceed, let's go to the Mike O'Mara Show News Center.
Okay, very good. Casino in Fairfax County is one step closer to reality. Woo! Legislation calling for a referendum on the Tysons Casino passed the Virginia State Senate today. That means it's heading to the House of
Pretty,
Delegates.
Isn't it?
If it passes the House, it still Beautiful has to be
city.
Signed into
what
law
are these photos?
By Governor Glenn
Youngkin. Tysons Corner.
It's disgusting.
I know, but...
Oh, my God, they just showed...
It's an Infinity deal.
An abandoned Infinity dealership. So
tonight,
Mike,
a controversial
I'm
casino
sorry,
in
let me
Fairfax
get rid of
County.
This lady. It, they have passed the first it? Level. Well, that would be about where they build it. But that's so funny that, you know, Tysons has...
So what do they say about the house? Is it going to get through the state house?
Here is the thing. It's been to this point before, and it passed the Senate 24-16. So they just have to have this second bet. It was very close last time. And they've changed the narrative here, Mike. They're not talking about Russian gangsters in the CIA anymore. Now the thing they're trying to push is, and I quote, crime and, well, no, where I lost it. Economic development in reverse and crime. That's what
so it'll run down Tysons Corner.
But what did we just see? I mean, we were talking about...
Well, what we saw was a lot of concrete, but I will tell you, my memory of that area, and I think it still holds true, it is a clean, relatively low crime area. You don't have a lot of blight in the area.
Not a lot to steal from
but
an abandoned
you're not
car
gonna have
dealership.
Blight. Look, casinos are... They talk about it's going to bring this element. I think if you're in a crappy area... you're going to bring out the element that's already in the crappy area. But if you're in an area that's not a crappy area, it's not going to turn it into a crappy area. They don't do that. I've been to a million of them. Do you think they do that?
I don't know. I think a good example of it is maybe 20 years ago in Atlantic City, the way the environment changed when you crossed the street from the casinos on the beach into the town of Atlantic
City. But that was crappy before the Atlantic City casinos came in there. It might have been worse.
You see, what I'm saying is this. At least they had that showy, beautiful facade of the casinos. It was
an improvement.
Yeah,
but it was a blighted city.
Oh, absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know that people complained after they built, a little bit after Maryland Live was built at Arundel Mills, that the buses were bringing people into the casino. And then crime went up in the mall.
Oh.
So people were complaining about that.
All right.
So the bus travel.
Never liked that casino anyway.
People from out of town would ride the bus in.
And rip
steal
people
some
off.
Stuff and then take the bus back.
Now, Mike, let's not be short-sighted.
I shouldn't laugh about that.
No, let's not be short-sighted.
I forgive them.
I don't.
Okay.
I forgive the bus.
All right. That's good.
Mike, this is not just a casino that's coming to Tysons. And here are the details.
You mean there's going to be it's going to be a complex?
Mike, the proposal that passed and is ready for the next level of voting.
I'm going to get my dinner ready.
A casino. Mm-hmm. We knew this. Multiple hotels.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Restaurants. Yeah. A 6,000 seat concert venue.
Well, that's great because
that's
then
thing.
You can have the good acts come in like Lady Gaga.
A 5,000-person conference center, an IMAX theater, and Mike, here's where it gets interesting, residential units. How would you like to live walking distance from a casino?
Oh, that would kill me.
it would be very bad, right?
Vegas, Matt.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, that I wish I wasn't so fascinated by it because I know it's bad for me, but I love watching. Carly gets mad at me when I'm watching it online because she thinks that leads to bad behavior. But it sure is fun. Where do you weigh in? Rob Spiewak cast the major vote to whether to have it or not have it.
I want it.
I want it.
And you know what? I can see it bringing a lot of – it's not like that area needs increased revenue, but it'll destroy any previous efforts to bring in revenue there.
Josh, where are you on casino gambling? You're still a man of mystery when it comes to it.
No, I enjoy casinos.
Okay. I gambled with him. He's fun.
Is there one near your area on that side of Florida?
No. There's a place called Best Bet.
Oh, that's an arcade. Right. That's the arcade where they have slot machines in it.
No, it says it doesn't have slot machines. It says it's table games. And I guess it was used to be dog racing, but have dog racing.
We have that down here. That blew up. I don't know if there's where there's significant. They used to have that down in Naples, Florida.
Mike, it was dog racing. It was shut down by Big Dog.
Big Dog. Always bet on the greyhound that takes the dump before the race.
Yeah,
if you happen to see one do that, bet on that greyhound. He's going to fly like the wind.
Bet the house.
So the place here I've been tempted to go to. I just haven't made the drive yet. It's
but like no real – what's the closest real gambling emporium to you?
Tampa.
Oh, wow.
Hard Rock in Tampa, I guess.
Wow, they picked it out of your side of the state.
But see, I don't like slot machines.
Right.
I'll play table games all day. I don't like slot machines.
Don't they something near the I thought they were building a casino close to the Gulf of America.
Well, that would be Tampa.
That'd be Tampa, Rob.
Oh, I don't know.
It's right on the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Well, then God bless Tampa. I've got a good situation for casinos for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not far from Charlestown.
No, you're in your area. You're a half hour from that casino. That's it.
Charlestown, once again, for 2025, got the award Most Sticky Chips. So
have they made any significant changes or improvements to that particular facility?
Nope. Right now, it is closest to looking as it did in 1975 when it was simply a horse track than it ever has. It's not decaying, but it's not advancing. And I have tickets to go there the first week in March to see Elvis impersonator Dean Z in their theater. So I will give you a
report. You live in the fast lane. Dean Z, I don't think I've ever heard the name Dean Z.
Oh,
I've never heard of
him. He travels with a band, a big band.
Is he a legitimate
fantastic. He's one of the best. I think he's probably one of top five in America. Him and Bill Cherry is very good. And there's a lot of them out there. Dean Z, yeah.
Z-E-E?
No, just letter Z.
The letter Z.
Z. Z.
Yeah. All
right. It says the ultimate Elvis.
Yeah.
The ultimate Elvis.
Look at
Young
this.
Guy, old guy, in between.
I think he is probably in his 40s. That would be my guess. So
that's young for an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, he can cheat and do the early stuff and the jumpsuit stuff.
They're aging out a little bit, some of these
Well, the
Elvis
fans are aging out. That's
the fans
problem.
Are totally aging out. I can't believe they sell tickets to a show
anymore. Do you enjoy the song Suspicious Minds?
Oh, who
Everyone
wouldn't,
loves
Josh?
It. Yeah.
Who would not? Much, oh, he looks great, Rob.
Doesn't he?
And he's thin.
And look four horns. He's got more horns than McCartney. And a great jumpsuit, the tassel jumpsuit.
Now, why are... I just don't understand the allure of why women would come up to the... I guess they like him as well.
I think they're playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, if you went to an Elvis concert, you'd want a scarf from Elvis.
Right.
And there is a certain suspension of disbelief at the shows, mm-hmm. but if it's a good singer and he's recreating the sound, It's a delight. It's so much fun.
Let me ask you this about your potential casino on the other side of your town, towards the city.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. If you're a betting man, perfect discussion
for
this.
Very good, Mike. Yes.
If you're a betting person, what do you think the – give us a percentage or odds or whatever you want to do.
30% chance. There's a 30% chance.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I don't, because it would be too great. And you've got so many rich people in that area, they won't let anything good happen for us in the mid.
Yeah, but isn't it really away from the residents? It's not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple of high-rises in there, you know, something like that.
But it does look like – it looks a little like Gotham at night. It's all concrete, and it's not
And that's
not
why it's going to happen.
You think it will happen.
If you build the casino, it brings in all those conventions and conferences and people.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
So it's going to happen.
I think the concert hall is a bad idea because they already have, I think, about a 2,500-seat arena there, the Capital One Arena.
Do you think it'll be, if they approve it, and this is the most important question, if they approve it, do you think it'll be completed by the time I arrive in May Northern Virginia area?
I'll ask them to fast track it for you.
We'll be telling you about that later. If you're not aware of it, be aware of that. Be very, very aware and be very, very afraid. No,
don't be afraid. Be aware and travel in packs.
By the way, Narek, otherwise known as NG Slots, a foreign gentleman who says, the power of NG, the power of NG.
Doing for him?
I believe, he was doing $500 spins.
Yeah.
On a Dragon Link and hit a $200,000 ball. Isn't that special? Isn't that? Can't relate.
Doesn't
to that
make you mad?
No.
Do you forgive him?
No. He was down. He was down $200,000.
So it was a break even then.
It's kind of the way it did.
Everything
it's
okay?
It's never really break even.
No, it's
always
really
the house one.
Yeah. They get it all. What was that? I heard
did someone just
smash.
Drop dishes?
The ice maker in the other room.
How long has he worked
Morning,
for
Kelly.
You?
I don't have a door on my office.
Hello, Mrs. Soroka.
Are you having ice this morning, Mrs. Soroka?
Ice coffee? Anyway, we have to take a break. When we come back.
But bring me the table games, Mike.
Very, very exciting. Very, very, very exciting. We will take a little break, come back with a little news. And later on in the process, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a gross dental trend. Because that's what we like to do on this show. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will be right back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Right now, I want to talk to you about Shimmerwood Beverages.
Do it.
You need a break from the stress of modern life? Shimmerwood Beverages creates CBD-infused seltzers crafted with full-spectrum CBD to provide a calming effect that helps reduce stress, ease tension, and promote a sense of well-being without any intoxicating effects. Twice recognized by Forbes as the number one CBD beverage in the U.S. and the best lower potency option, Shimmerwood combines innovative wellness with delicious flavors. Each can blends locally sourced Maine fruit and cocktail bitters with full spectrum CBD, delivering clean, complex flavors that make every sip enjoyable. That was my sip sound. And
like
relaxing.
It.
Shimmerwood offers a flavorful, health-conscious alternative to soft drinks or alcohol without added sugars, caffeine, or artificial flavors. Shimmerwood's award-winning CBD seltzers combine full-spectrum CBD with natural fruit shrubs. Now, that's the one that gets me.
Why?
Fruit shrubs?
Sure.
Do they go squeeze it out of a boxwood or something? What's going on?
You can find aromatics in shrubbery. Extract it.
All right. Well, it delivers a refreshing, stress-relieving drink that eases tension and promotes relaxation. And who doesn't want more relaxation, huh? Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code TMOS at Shimmerwood.com. Order some today because it really helps us out. Shimmerwood.com and code TMOS. And we thank you. Is this the first story? I didn't think this was supposed to be the
this
first
is how
story.
Cronkite used to open the news.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Is this the first story?
I've got my first story today. How, Josh, how are you doing today? You're quieter than normal today. I just want to
I'm good. I just had nothing to add to a attempted murder.
Oh, okay. Story. Did that slow you down? Did that? Had murders in your family in the past?
I haven't gotten away from a murderer yet.
Okay, that's good. Very good. We're going to start today.
And you should have opened that, Mike. Any attempted murders in your family?
Any attempted murders? Yes, sir. You know, Josh, you're not hiding from anyone, are you? About anything?
I did have to give fingerprints yesterday.
Okay, very good. We're vetting you. That's what we're doing.
He's
we're
happy in his house, Mike, on 123 Main Street.
Avoiding processed foods is a good idea in general, but health.com posted a list of five processed foods that you don't need to feel that guilty about eating. And I know, Rob, you're a big processed food
eater. I love
processed.
Anywhere on the top five hamburger helper?
No, unfortunately, it's not on this list. Mm. I got a bunch of them here, and I don't know if you're going to like any of them. Number one, at the top of the food chain.
Right.
Get it?
Ah.
Whole grain bread.
I like that. That's good.
All bread is processed, even the healthy kind. Whole grain and whole wheat breads are just a lot better because they retain more of their nutritional value when processed. White bread doesn't.
If you're not too busy, Mike, the best thing is if you can make your own bread. That way you know exactly what you're
doing. Well, it also tastes better, but they're, you know, we do a lot of whole grain, and we also do the, you know, the generic. Yeah, I will call it butter bread, not necessarily white bread.
Yeah,
what kind of bread? What is your bread staple in your house? What's the bread that you use?
Pepperidge Farm Homestyle White.
That's under the UP label, ultra processed.
Mike, Pepperidge Farm remembers how to give you advanced diabetes.
Now with plastic. Yeah. Number two is
whole wheat.
Your whole wheat?
Whole wheat, and then those Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, I like Hawaiian rolls.
Hawaiian rolls. That's probably
really
processed.
Yeah, and if
really
you can do burgers or hot dogs, Mike, step up and buy the Martin's potato rolls. Also great.
Number two is grass-fed processed meats. A study in 2022 found grass-fed is better than grain-fed, and it has more healthy omega-3s. By the way, I saddled by in our cost company, which we seem to talk about every day,
yes.
The beef,
there yesterday.
Even the USDA choice. Yeah, because you showed me a picture of coffee.
Yes,
the coffee I like so bad. I went over to get the
meat.
I went from the tough beef over to the tough pork because it was insane. Beef prices have officially jumped the shark. They are insane. They have for a while, but I don't even bother with it anymore.
I will buy the grass fed as soon as this reverse mortgage is approved. That's okay. That's how I do it. But yeah, you know what? They're right. That is better beef. Truly.
Number three is hummus. It's got a lot of fiber and protein. What's the matter with hummus?
Not a fan.
Me either. I'm out.
Okay, I got to join in on that. I don't like it either. Look for versions made with olive oil and not a lot of preservatives or extra ingredients. Number four, yogurt.
I like it.
Plain Greek yogurt is best. Plain Greek yogurt.
Boy, that's not too sour.
What yogurt? I love asking Rob these questions. What yogurt do you enjoy in the Spiewak household?
I like plain. Yoplait. Breyers.
I like Yoplait.
I like Breyers.
Breyers and Yoplait. You might as well get candy.
We do get the plain Greek yogurt, but then I usually throw in granola or berries.
Okay.
So,
adding fruit or honey to the plain is better than brands with added sugar. And number five, canned beans.
Beans!
They're a processed food, but still a great source of protein, fiber, iron, and magnesium. Look for low-sodium versions that don't have a lot of added ingredients. And note to self, don't ever start your news with a stupid story like that.
Does that include, like, baked beans with the rich, delicious sauce?
No, it's not the brick oven baked beans.
Yeah, it's not Bush's brand baked beans.
No,
with
it
bacon.
Is not. No, that would be loaded with terrible things for you. It's bad enough to have your home destroyed by a massive wildfire, but this to me is stupid is as stupid does, and I'm on team Mandy Moore with this.
Always say that.
Well, listen to Amazon. This is what happened to Mandy Moore's in-laws. Yesterday, she posted a picture of an Amazon package sitting on the step of the charred remains that used to be her in-law's home. I mean, can you imagine it's either stupidity or just total irresponsibility and laziness to do that.
I disagree.
Really?
I'm proud of the Amazon guy for doing his job and leaving it. That's what he was told to do. That's the address. What else is he supposed to do with it?
Well, that would go along with your politics, because that's what the Nazis did in World War II.
What was he supposed to do?
What do you think? I was just following orders.
No,
I would say he has to think out of the box, Josh, and say, I went to a house that wasn't there. It was burned to the ground, and I don't want to just leave the box out there for the looters.
No, but what if it was something the guy needed to repair the house?
But the house is burned to the ground. Whatever's in a box isn't going to repair your house.
Honey, the first brick is here.
That was the delivery address.
You bring up a good point, Mike. There was nothing more efficient than Nazi Amazon.
Yes, that's it. We will drop the package where the address is. I don't care about the fire. Here's Mandy Moore's quote.
I outrank you.
I outrank you.
Here's the package.
All right, there it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sad. I guess that's got the concrete for the foundation and the studs in it. For that. She says, quote, do better, Amazon. Can we not have better discretion than to leave a package at a residence that no longer exists? Shake my head. Amazon released a statement, Josh, saying they reached out to Mandy so they can Mandy.
She came.
You came and you gave. And I take it. So they can figure out what happened. They also said they've been advising drivers to, quote, use discretion.
Okay.
So that's part of their job, too.
That's in the papers, yeah.
Right?
Who took the picture?
Probably Mandy.
Someone that went there to pick up the package they were expecting to be delivered.
Or the driver took the picture. I know,
or
I get deliveries.
Paparazzo.
I don't think paparazzo, which I like pronouncing it that way, would take a picture.
That's singular. That's one guy.
I just don't know what else he was supposed to do.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Keep the package and bring it back and contact the delivery and say, we've got your package, but the house was burned to the ground. That's what they do.
Yeah, but that's Amazon. Ahead, and if the delivery guy did his job, he dropped it on the package. If your package gets delivered to the wrong place, or you never receive it, or it gets stolen, you just message Amazon and they give you your money back.
Yeah, but that's, they're probably dealing with bigger things right now. And you're the last person in the world I would expect to take this line of, just the facts, ma'am. You know, you're somebody that communicates all the nuances, and we're in constant information exchange for this, the way we operate on TMOS. And, that's just phoning it in my opinion, And you're the last guy that phones it in, as far as I'm concerned.
I have a third view on this, which is Mandy Moore says, be better, Amazon. How about be better, Mandy Moore? You haven't done anything good since the second episode of This Is Us. Okay. Maybe this is awakening.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for your take. Mike. A new
Hot
report analyzed actual data from insurance companies and accident reports. And they came up with a definitive list of the best and worst drivers by vehicle brand.
Oh, this
now
is great. This
we
is great.
Are talking.
Yes.
I just almost want to just ignore everything else and give you the number one.
Oh, you gotta give us at least a 5-car lead up. At least build some suspense.
All right, I'm gonna give you 21st to 30th. Those are the best drivers.
Okay, great.
All right, so I'll go 30 to 21.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know if it goes all the way up to 21. Mercury, Pontiac, Cadillac, Chrysler, Lincoln, Buick. You see a theme here?
Mike, they haven't
built a theme of people going 11 miles an hour on the highway?
Haven't they stopped building Mercuries for like 15 years? Do they still make them?
Crazy about a Mercury.
Yeah, exactly.
Buick, Dodge, GMC, Mitsubishi, and Chevrolet. Those are the best ones.
Wow, they all lean towards boats, don't they?
You want to hear the I'll go that through the whole list here.
Yeah, please do. Do me
then
the Metacore
Ford,
drivers now.
Then I'm going 20th to 11th. Ford, Land Rover, Volvo, Kia, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, and Hyundai.
I have a Kia.
And I have a Ford.
There it is. Mm-hmm. That's middle of the pack right there.
It's sad that if you haven't heard your car name yet, where you're going to place in this list.
Well, I think those are all middle of the pack because those are what you see most out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about the worst drivers?
Middle of the pack. This has a lot of cars. Yeah, I'll give you the worst, the top three bad ones.
All right.
The worst drivers are Subaru.
No!
Ram. And Tesla at number one.
Okay. Tesla. Subaru was at number three. I'll take that. Because I flipped my car. So,
no,
you know.
It's because it says something about the type of people that buy those cars.
I think that it has been my experience that there are a lot of a-holes that seem to drive Teslas.
Yeah.
Tesla drivers had nearly 37 incidents per 1,000 drivers throughout 2024. That includes accidents, DUIs, speeding, and citations.
I was at a parking garage 2 days ago, Mike, and I parked next to one of those urban assault vehicles. The Tesla hideous-looking tank things.
The Cybertruck?
The Cybertruck. And I had never seen one up close. I'd only seen
pretty,
one
aren't
driving.
They?
So I do it. I walk around it. It looks so cheap up close. And then it really does. It looks like they've...
I saw a video where they pulled the aluminum sticker. It was glued on.
And so I look in the window to check out the interior, and right away an iPad bigger than anything I could ever afford lights up.
Security mode.
Yeah. Just for looking in it.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And you don't buy that car to not be looked at, by the
way,
jackass.
Do they make Mercuries anymore? That's in
I don't think they do.
No.
Because it says that's the top of the list. Mercury drivers.
Yeah.
No Pontiacs either.
No Pontiacs, and Buicks are still around. But anyway, Tesla, numero uno. That doesn't surprise me one little bit. Tesla drivers.
And I think Subaru got not a fair... They might miss their protection money that week.
I'm surprised by Subaru because Maine, we call the Subaru the state flower of Maine.
Yeah.
We actually, you know, I've told you this on the show. We play the Subaru game where if a Subaru is coming at us and we recognize it, Carla smacks me on the arm or I smack her on the arm. And that's what we do when we're up in Maine because there's so many. I think a Subaru is a phenomenal automobile. One of the best automobiles made,
Mike, in my opinion. What if you see a Subaru in Maine and it's upside down?
Then I said, Rob? Rob? Nike engaged in some nuclear-level trolling after the Super Bowl with an ad celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles championship win. The ad is set to the Muppets song, It's Not Easy Being Green, sung by Kermit the Frog. Patrick Mahomes gets trolled all the time for sounding like Kermit. I think Rob Spiewak's one of the first people ever to do that. I swear to God, you were doing it way before it went wide. I mean, you really were. You didn't get that from anybody. You were captivated by Patrick Mahomes' voice.
It was during a post game, and I swear he's worked on his voice. If you go back and look at older tape, he's working on it. So
yeah. So Nike wrote, "It's good to be green," and then like did the Kermit.
I think you might be giving too much thought into that, folks.
Nike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't think that.
Yeah, the Mahomes reference, they didn't think that.
No,
okay,
no.
All right. Well, you know, they do have a big ad department. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. It's hard to prove. I don't know. The Philadelphia Eagles spoiled the Kansas City Chiefs' chance at a three-peat, and now they are the favorites to two-peat. Now, you might say, Mike, it's 3 days after the Super Bowl. Why these Super Bowl stories? Mm-hmm. I think you'll know at the end.
All right.
And please allow me this. According to BetMGM, the Eagles have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl numero 6-0. Their odds are at plus 650, which is a 13.3% probability. But after being dismantled by the Eagles, the Chiefs aren't even number two. The Baltimore Ravens are at plus 700, right behind the Eagles. 12.5%. Kansas City tied for third with the Buffalo Bills. Both teams at plus 750 or 11.8%. Here are the top 10. The Eagles, the Ravens, Kansas City, Detroit, San Francisco, Cincinnati. At number 8, a tie between the Green Bay Packers and your Washington Commanders.
I think this is going to be a really fun season coming up. I'm
at
very
number 10,
yeah.
A tie between Houston and L.A., the Chargers. And coming in dead last.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Number 32 this would be? Are there 32 teams?
The New York Giants.
Oh, no.
The odds are plus 30,000.
Put that bet down now,
yeah,
Mike.
Let's do that.
That translates to 0.3%. They're followed by the Tennessee Titans and the New Orleans Saints.
And just above the Saints, Mike, is Subaru and Mercury.
By the way, my teams right now, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Giants, are in such a goddamn holding pattern for anything. The Red Sox sitting there with their fingers up their butts, you know, about Alex Bregman. And, you know, what is the deal, Wade? How about ponying up another year just to get the guy to come onto the roster? Does it really matter? Does it really matter that much? Are you playing that kind of a game? Is it that debilitating to your franchise to offer the guy just a little bit more of what he wants just to close the deal and give their fans something to smile about?
And wash your hands. Get your finger out of there.
Come on now.
Pitchers and catchers report today.
This is true. This is true. They're down here in Fort Myers. They're the Fenway 18-wheelers have arrived.
And you know what they say, Mike? Be proud. Pitching, not catching.
Yes, thank you. Finally today, game wardens in East Texas busted a deer hunter they caught hunting from a porta potty. He set it up on someone's property, spray painted it camo, and cut holes in the sides for his gun. So it was a makeshift deer blind.
Yeah.
Hunters homemade. Sit in, so you can eat. No. While they wait for deer to show up. The fact is, it was a porta potty. Wasn't really the issue. That's fine. Apparently, he just set it up on private property. He didn't ask permission. Yeah. Officials found out about it a year ago and set up cameras. They caught him when he came back in November on the first day of deer season, but they just shared the photo this week. They charged the man after he admitted to hunting without permission. You go into somebody's private property, you got to ask before you do that. Uh-huh. It's a pretty interesting little device if you camo it up. And you just sit in there and wait for the deer. He also had to remove the porta potty from the private property. They didn't say if it was functioning or not. The whole thing is going to cost him a lot of bucks. They were nice about the potty, though.
Oh, you usually warn me, Mike.
Sorry. Well, no, they asked him a question. They said, why don't you be a deer and move that somewhere else?
Deer.
All I know, all in all, he's on the hoof for the expenses. And that's a lot of dough.
I'm glad you went the deer path, not the porta potty path.
Yes, sirree. Who knows? We got to take a break. We will come back and speak about a gross dental trend.
Yes.
Dentists have been on the mind all week long with Mr. Soroka. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you about a bonus show update. Isn't it time for you to join the TMOS bonus show family? We all await your return. You see, we're continuing to maximize the bonus show experience because better access means more fun. We're giving you more because you deserve more, like the brand new TMOS Extras. These still have a bunch of them out there that people have not consumed, so
check
them out.
We'll be recording one today, Josh and I, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. These episodes are so much fun. They are only available to bonus show subscribers. Great extra content that you will love. Plus, every bonus show team member gets first dibs on exciting TMOS offers and instant access to the exclusive TMOS supporters Facebook page. So, how do I get it? It's easy. Just visit MikeOMaraShow.com and you're there. You'll get your bonus show content. Come back to where you belong, the TMOS bonus show family. Remember, your bonus show subscription or renewal is not just your source for an extra uncensored show every week and the TMOS extras. It's much more than that. It's what keeps us on the air, and it's the way we can continue to provide the free episodes all week. So join us, won't you? Be a helper. For any issues or assistance, contact Josh or email support at MikeOMaraShow.com. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming soon, limited edition Josh Soroka Ninja Stars.
Oh.
And they mean business, everybody. Josh, seriously, am I leaving anything out regarding the bonus shows? Nope. Anything you want to throw in there at all? Or
Rob and I are doing a TMOS Extra this afternoon, so there'll be a new one up today. With a story I wanted to bring to this show and realized, oh, I need to hide this because there's people involved in the story
that you don't necessarily
they want to hear it.
And that's really, when we say family, we leave that for our, you know, subscribers because, you know, we want to make sure that those are the people that really care. When Josh is going to rant and rave about something he does on a daily basis, no, a weekly basis, you know, and I look forward to hearing that. I wanted it on the regular show, but then I said, no, that's great. I think we'll do a two-year
Well, I hope the other people involved in this story become new listeners.
I do, too. I
think they will be, and I think I need to put this behind a paywall to protect myself.
And if you need a tease, I'll give you a tease. It's about... Josh Soroka and aging. That's all I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be interesting. I hope you enjoy it. Rob, you wanted to talk about a gross dental trend.
Yeah,
I have had a lot of things popping up on my feed that have been nasty, nasty, nasty. And but they don't have anything to do with dental hygiene. So lay it on me. I don't know what you're talking
about. I went to the dentist yesterday. I invited you all to guess. I have... zero cavities, so I'm very proud of that, and my cleaning went very well. She did suggest a different technique with my Sonicare, but it wasn't as bad as it's been in the past, so I'm very happy with my dental room.
A different technique?
Yeah, he's got a tool that I gave him that I've been using, so Rob is supposed to use this tool while he's using
Are you going to turn it on, Rob?
The Sonicare.
I have it over
Rob
here.
Sent it to me yesterday, and I laughed out loud, and I just, any excuse to hear that.
I thought for sure that you had it in your machine, and that's what you were, but Mike, this is an older
left-hand Sonicare. Right-hand. What the hell? Sonicare, you're just supposed to, like, put it up near your gums, right?
But she said it's important not to go perpendicular to the gums. You want to tilt it in so you're actually, like, getting better contact under the gum.
All right, make this finger your gum.
Okay.
And make this finger your Sonicare.
This is the gum, I would normally go in like this, you know, like parallel to it. But she wants it to be like that, like tilted into the gum. So tilt it up if it's your upper teeth, or tilt it so diagonal, pointing towards the gum line.
Like down, like getting into the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Sonicare one of those spin-in electric brushes?
That's Oral-B, Josh.
All right. Well, my dentist told me I need to get one of the spin-in ones.
That's an Oral-B.
All right,
and,
Oral-B.
Good luck when you go to your box store and buy the refills that are like $1,000 each.
That's where they kill you, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And she also said,
I'll just buy a new one each time.
Change your brush out every 3 months. I said, yeah. Okay, because they are very expensive.
I can do a real old manny statement right now where it's like,
good.
I saw those refills ridiculously overpriced. I got my readers for $11 and a six-pack.
maybe Temu has a replacement.
Temu,
yeah, but they're so small.
I really hope that with the Chinese tariffs that, you know, we still get good stuff from Temu.
Yeah, buy your fake leather pants now before the tariffs kick in.
You know, there's some watch repair tools on Temu that really, really, you know, twirl my whistle. Rob?
So I'm talking to her, and she said, it looks like what you're doing is great. Keep it up. And then she said, this is something that I feel I should tell you. It's becoming more common nowadays. I said, what? She says, you trim your own beard, right? I said, yeah. And she said, do you keep your mouth shut when you do it? I said, I think I do. I don't know.
Oh, I definitely don't.
And she said, yeah, well, when you trim your beard or your mustache, if you inhale one of those little hairs, they can get into your gum line. They're too small to be seen, and they will rot and they will infect. So keep your
I would think you have to be like mouth agape for that to happen. I mean,
you have to
first of all have a beard. You know, that's like ZZ Top,
Yeah.
And secondly,
No, it would have to be like we wear our beard very closely cropped.
God, yeah, I trimmed my beard this morning.
You feel a ZZ Top hair, but you don't feel like a little guy. She said they go in there and they stay for weeks because you can't find them. So watch out when you're trimming your beard. The other thing that happened is while I was on my way there, I've been going to this dentist a while, Mike.
I'm proud of this.
They sent hi to you, by the way, even though you don't go there anymore. And they said, I was thinking, doctor, how long have you been in this office? Beautiful, Mike. We've saved that shot. So it looks like Rocky Horror Picture Show. No, stop it. That's disgusting. Stop it. No one wants to see that. Josh, kill his camera.
Have some Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey.
Thank you.
Hey, so watch out for that. So I was trying to figure out, I said, I've been going to this dentist for almost 30 years. And I asked the doctor, I said, how long have you been in this office? He said, in this office, 40 years, almost 40 years, like 39 years. And I'm thinking, he can't retire. He's like my favorite doctor. And I told him, I said, you can't retire. He says, I have no plans to retire right now. But have you ever had a doctor?
Do you have any new, I want to be delicate because this is still the doctor you go to. Does he still populate his office with fresh talent, talented hygienists?
Mike, what he does, the location?
He brings them in and trains them, I think is what it is. But yeah, I had a new hygienist, and certain faces in the past are gone.
Like the real pretty girls that worked there?
No, they're still there.
Oh, okay. All right.
But there was no danger yesterday of being handed a shocking pen. That's all.
Not there anymore?
Don't see her. No.
Well, maybe retired. She was older when I was there. No, I don't think she's passed.
All right. Well, if she has, my love to the family. But have you ever had a doctor?
After listening to Josh yesterday and now listening to you today, I gotta step on it and get over there and do that. I'm in great shape, but I really have to. I find dentists now are like chiropractors. They kind of hawk you for products.
This guy doesn't do that.
No.
Which is great. He doesn't need to do that
when you're charging like $7,000 for a filling.
And you're only opening the offices 2 days a week.
I mean, really.
I know.
The original Fairfax County wealthy suburb of Washington grifter.
But he's great. He is a great dentist.
He's not great. He's an average dentist. No, he's great. He put bonding on my teeth that were broken and shards and did a great job that lasted for a very, very long time.
I think I love the office, and I was wondering.
No, let me explain, Josh, the way Rob works, okay? Rob fears change.
No, Rob fears change.
The only reason Rob raves about it is because it's the one he goes to.
Well, and the way he wanted to continue this story is, have you ever had a doctor retire?
Yeah.
Because he's starting to panic about having to change dentists.
Because he'd go out of his mind. The only reason he raves about this dentist was fine. Nothing over the top spectacular.
I disagree.
What's spectacular about that dentist?
Well, he is, first of all, a good
outside
dentist.
Of his, you've been on dental insurance forever because of your wife's job.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to go out of pocket like I did for that dentist, you'd have a different tune you'd be singing.
Perhaps, but as long as it's under the insurance umbrella, and before that, WJFK insurance paid for it, which is why everyone from the radio station went to this dentist.
Yes.
But don't you feel that...
And it was close to the radio station, too.
His staff is engaging and fun and not dark.
I will give you that. Yep.
It's a great office environment.
That's a factor.
I love that office. Yeah.
I had a great dentist in Annapolis, and my definition for a great dentist is I was able to text him when something would hurt, and he would just meet me over at the office after hours or before work. And
because that's how you used to do it. You would only text him when something hurt.
Yes.
Which is the prime way to do dental care. That's how you do it.
Yes.
But it wasn't just teeth, Mike. He said, hey, doctor, my balls are sore. Can you meet me in the office?
I just had an electrical charge pain go through my right molar. Can you come into the office? Are you happy with
to my lower left jaw and down to my arm? I don't know what it is.
Are you happy with the new one that's giving you the treatment plan?
Yeah, my dentist down here is fine.
Yeah, I'm ambivalent. I couldn't even tell you my dentist's name.
You've been to a couple down there, haven't
you?
Yeah,
and the one was really bad. And I'm just talking about attitude. Do you remember the reason I left? Do you remember the reason I left that other dentist?
I can't remember.
And Carla and my family.
Why?
Well, first of all, they have billboards up, around
most,
here.
Most doctors don't take to physical advertising and
well,
media.
That's okay. Yeah. Dentists do it. Some dentists do it. It's fine. They had it was the husband and wife team, and I came down here, and they were talking about my son and his baby teeth and the cavities. And Carla asked a legitimate question, since some of these teeth are going to be gone soon anyway. Does it behoove us to do that work on these baby teeth? And what was the line that she said to Carla? I looked at Carla. I saw the steam coming out.
Wasn't it something diminishing to her?
It was diminishing. Like, well, if you don't mind your child being in pain. And I looked at Carla. I knew that moment that it was over.
Yeah,
I knew. Can you imagine making that a-hole a statement to a parent?
No.
If you don't mind your children. No, we don't. It's more pain, the better.
Much better ways to say that.
Yeah, 100% better ways to say that.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. But go ahead, Rob. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I like also that my family has gone there since they were babies, and he knows my family. He knows the history. I just like that about it.
Well, yes. You just admitted to what we always say about it. You like it because it's the same. It's no change. That's the way
children have grown up.
No, but that's your thing, is not changing. Is the number one attribute of that dentist is the fact that he's the same that he's always been.
Do you send a Christmas card to your dentist?
I do not. But I get a Christmas card from him because that's good.
Well, that's marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same picture every year. It's him squatting over a commode, pooping gold bricks.
Would you stop?
Sorry.
I still go to this guy. Okay?
I'm sorry. That's
but
fine.
What
That's
I'm
fine.
Saying is you're mixing up fearing change with why mess with a good thing.
Nope. I'm
yep.
not.
Yep. Nope. You think there's a dentist out there that I'd like better?
Sure. If you
Who?
Took the initiative to really go find something that, but you don't, it's paid for. And I wouldn't go through the hassle of changing if I had it covered myself and they were adequate. And by the way,
they're more than adequate. They're fantastic.
The superlatives are what I mean.
Okay. He's second best.
He was wonderful. He gave me Dracula teeth. I love him.
Complimentary, as I recall.
I just give you a hard time. I really don't mean it. I like Dana. I do. He's a good guy.
Thank you for saying his name. I think that's good. But I wasn't saying his name because you were complaining about him.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Dana Erickson.
On Fairfax, right off the circle.
He is a great dentist. He is.
No, he truly, truly is.
He
fantastic.
Is. That's
but
the real truth.
Close your mouth when you're trimming your mustache.
That is so weird. I don't realize that. I think I always close my mouth when I'm trimming my beard. Like that. Makes me wonder where other hairs are getting.
Well, this reminds me of one of my favorite gross stories that I will tell in a most brief way. Charlie Broyhill, who I used to work with, produced the Don and Mike show. He was complaining that he had bad breath for a week and he couldn't figure out why. He brushed and he used mints and everything and it was still bad breath. And he looked into his mouth and stuck his tongue way out. A flat piece of coconut had like lodged itself to the back of his tongue and vacuumed on. So it was stuck there, and it was literally rotting in his mouth. So when he exhaled,
that's usually what can cause like bad breath. It's like poop food in your mouth, gross.
But it had been there for at least 2 weeks.
Right. And use that, Josh, when you start using the Oral-B, the spinny one. Use it until get the one. I think they all have the timer where it will automatically go yeah when it's time to stop. But brush until it's time to stop. That's the way I do it.
And they have another one. They have the Oral-B Sroka model that it goes beep, beep, beep every time it's time to pull a molar.
Take a break. We'll be back with
beep, beep, beep.
A real quickie when we come back about neighbors.
Neighbors
moving out. We're experiencing that right now. So I want to talk about it. because I
you
feel,
can eat.
I feel.
Well, that's the time to talk about your neighbors.
They don't. They won't know. They don't listen. How are they going to listen? Hey, what was your favorite memory caught on film or videotape? Do you have an easy way to watch it or share it with friends and family? You know, these tapes, these pictures, yeah. All of these cannot last forever. So it's a real good thing to use Legacy Box.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it and share it with friends and family. You can post it to share. Luckily, we have Legacy Box. Legacy Box makes it easy to check this important task mm-hmm. off your to-do list, getting all your old photos, videotapes, films, anything, and save it. It's like magic. By going to LegacyBox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started. Legacy Box is there for you today. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize treasured videotapes, film reels, photos, and my VHS tape of the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, yeah. Mike, that's your favorite.
I just want it preserved.
Yeah,
everything is done by hand right in the U.S. It's great. It's a great sponsor, great supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show, and they do wonderful work with your vintage media. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. It's all done in the United States, and you'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Now you can relive the heart-pounding moments, like when Josh pulled out his right rear molar by tying a string to the tooth and a door and then slamming the door. Be a hero by rescuing your family. That's like back-to-back
I'm sorry. I don't handle the trafficking of the show.
Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
It.
All right. Real quick, I wanted to mention that yesterday I had heard that my neighbor, not the one right across the street,
that
I've talked about before, but catty corner across the street,
okay.
Moving out. And I'd heard that that was happening. And then yesterday when I drove in, taking my kid back from DBAT, I noticed that there was the U-Haul, and they were really cleaning everything out, getting out of Dodge. And I have had...
Did they appear to be doing the move themselves with a U-Haul?
Yeah, it looked like maybe a homemade thing.
Well, that's a great time to go introduce yourself.
Hi. Just want to say good luck in your future endeavors. No, I wouldn't bother. I have had perhaps three in the years they have been there, three real conversations with these folks. So my question to you.
Political?
When you see that.
Okay.
All right. When you're in a neighborhood, we've all probably experienced it.
Uh-huh.
Do you get that little tiny pang of, oh, someone new's coming in? That's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Every single time.
Every single time that maybe, you know, they're close enough where you might have more interaction. I have probably regular interaction with the guy on my left, but not, I wouldn't describe it as a friendship.
Okay.
On my right, well, I would describe my interaction as much more regular and much more friendly, so I would consider him a friend.
And there's hope when someone's new is coming in, there's always hope there's an 11-year-old boy.
Oh,
it's always about trying to find someone for the kids.
Oh, nothing. But you know what? There it is. He's a more thoughtful person than I am, folks. There I was thinking about myself. I was thinking that it might be a new jogger.
The people in my neighborhood, I often hope that we could trade up in the neighbor department, but I find that it's a very common feeling among my neighbors as well. Mm-hmm. Sort of against me. They want me out.
They want you to leave.
They want me to.
Didn't you have a neighbor that moved and you were pretty excited about that? Didn't you have a lady that moved out?
Oh, yeah.
The lady that used to, like, look out her window at you and stuff?
No. She's still here, Mike.
Oh, she's still there?
Yeah. We have
Mrs. Kravitz?
We have a couple good-looking moms on our street, but the Miss Kravitz, not among them. She is the one across the street to the right that will yell at you on the street through a screen so it looks like Mrs. Bates.
Friendly, not giving you a hard time, not Karening you at all. Or
hates
like
me
that.
Because one time she called Carrie, and I answered. This is when we had a landline some time ago, and I answered. Mm-hmm. And she said, can I talk to Carrie, please? I said, yes.
Don't you still have a landline?
Yeah, I do. I got one back.
I knew it. I knew it. Let's see. That's a, there it is. Yeah. Right there.
Great. If you're a good boy, I'll give you the number to the landline, and you can dial it, and it'll ring during the show.
One person has that phone number.
Yeah, it's one person.
Text me the landline. We have to do that before the show's over. So I'm legit, right? With that, I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, that's
kind of a legit thing.
That's a valid feeling.
To have a little pang, and boy, when Josh had an 11-year-old, wouldn't that be special? It's not.
Now,
it's not.
And people, if you're just listening, again. Yeah. If you're just, you should know that Mike has a son. It's not that Mike has an affinity for 11-year-olds.
God, they've listened long enough to know I have a son. You
I'm just,
sick
Mike,
prick.
I'm just covering your back.
That is so, get out of here. I got to play a commercial. It's time. Okay. We'll come back with your video, for Christ's sake.
Josh,
what?
As soon as that U-Haul pulls out, run across the street, put a Michael Mara Show sticker on the door, and head home.
And then pee on the bushes.
It's like the ADT guy.
What's this? Why, it's your neighbor across the street. And then I'll stand in the driveway going, that's exciting. We'll come back with a beautiful video right after this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm excited. Ladies and gentlemen, bonus show members and lovers of fine headgear, it's time to saddle up. The Mike O'Mara Show Derby Party, Kentucky Derby Party, is coming. Make sure you put Kentucky in there.
All right.
Is coming your way. Oh, I don't give a rat's ass.
We are allowed to.
We're small enough. Call the Kentucky, the Running of the Roses Kentucky Derby Party. I'll get as many things in
on
there
NBC.
As I can. Right. join us Saturday, May 3rd, 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And we are going to be there. It's so exciting. It'll be an evening of fun on May 3rd. Laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the Kentucky Derby. But here's the best part. This event is absolutely free, but there is more. Our very own Best Ladies Hat Contest. Hey, fellas, don't think we're excluding you. That's right. If you've got the confidence to rock an over-the-top feathered ladies' masterpiece hat, perhaps with fruit.
I want fruit.
We welcome you to join in. The bigger, the bolder, the better. So mark your calendar, tell your friends, and get ready for a photo finish. I want hats out the wazoo for our Derby Party, Kentucky Derby Party, May 3rd. Don't miss out. RSVP now, and I'll see you May 3rd at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And remember, don't get happy. People can call Jimmy's 703-435-JIMS or email Danielle. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern at gmail.com for reservations. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, look at the weather, Mike.
77 WABC brings you up to the minute reports from the ionospheric weather checker.
Mike, I thought we should start with this because we were talking about trimming our beard. Oh, hold on. I have a call. Please hold. Hello?
The call's coming from in the house.
Ah!
There we go. All right. Thank you.
End scene. Mm-hmm. Now five people have the phone number.
All right.
Do not abuse it. Talking about trimming the beard, Mike.
Yeah.
We are both at the age of having gray beards. Mm-hmm. It's just how we are. I've tried coloring it. I tend to think it looks a little too theatrical on me. So the question comes to... Oh, hold on. I have a call.
Don't abuse it.
Hold on. Hello? Hello? No one there.
That's sad.
It must have been a sales call.
Mm-hmm. How many websites are you going to register with that phone number now?
Hold on. I have a phone call. Just a moment. Must be important. It's coming in on the red phone. Hello?
We're very excited about this opportunity for you that we're going to give you to try this.
Great. I have but one question.
What's that?
What are you wearing?
That's enough. I'm done. I'm not going to abuse it. Here, I'm putting my phone down. I'm not going to do it anymore. I want to see your beautiful video.
I'm going to put this back where it goes.
Okay, very good.
There we go.
I forbid you don't put it back where it goes. I'm
so
sorry.
True.
It's been the theme. It's a callback.
So
it's
true.
It's a callback.
Mike, when you have limited space, every space must be used and wisely.
I understand.
We are faced with the question, should we shave our beard and look younger but worse, or should we keep the beard and look older and better? And this guy set it to music, and I like the fact that this is actually a little bit of a catchy tune.
Do you want to look younger and worse, or older and better? Back of the hearse, or younger and fatter? It's kind of a curse, the former or latter, but you have got to make this choice. Do you want to look younger and worse?
I don't know.
Do you want to look younger and worse?
Yes.
Do you want to look younger and worse?
Like, maybe?
Do you want to look younger and worse?
Kind of like...
So what is the answer, Mike? Do you want to look younger and worse? Or better?
In my case, I had somebody vote on it. I shaved my beard when I lost 80 pounds, mm-hmm. and I was crestfallen, really, when Carla said, oh, grow the beard back.
Yeah.
That was not
my father shaved his beard for the first time in many years, like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and it flipped everyone out. He just stopped looking like himself.
If you've had it for your whole life, and I have, mm-hmm. I grew it right back, and we're all facial hair people because we're ugly.
I'm sorry that you didn't like that. Perhaps you will enjoy this. Things are getting done in Washington, D.C., Mike.
Okay.
An executive order on the most pressing issues of the day. No more paper straws.
The plastic straws. These things don't work. I've had them many times. And on
no more plastic straws, Rob.
They explode.
No, Mike.
No more paper straws.
Wait, hold on. What's going on? Wait. Start again, because I thought it was no more plastic straws.
Well, no. Under the previous administration, it was no more plastic straws. But he wants to bring them back. Listen to what he has to say.
But you said no more paper straws.
That's it. Exactly.
That's it.
All right.
He wants to, Mike.
Wait. Hold on. Let me just make sure I've got it right.
Turn off the video
for a minute. Oh, okay.
Come back.
You're right. Okay.
Come back to me.
Here I am.
All right.
What did I get wrong?
That we, Mike, what you got wrong is actually could have
been. Did you not say no more paper straws?
That's what I said.
It. Okay.
In the Biden administration, they wanted to ban plastic straws.
Right.
Trump is now writing an executive order to cancel.
No more plastic.
Out.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. I always get confused by that. So I've got it. You had it right. My apologies. Go ahead and play it.
Not only the fact is this a ridiculous executive order, he takes the time to address it and use some pretty great logic.
To plastic straws. These things don't work. I've had them many times. And on occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
Now he's actually scrawling his name, which is
what
nice.
An ass clown. Honest to God.
And I don't think that plastic's going to affect a shark very much as they're eating, as they're munching their way through the ocean.
Okay, all right. I don't care. I don't want to hear him. That's the crap that I can't stand. That's the absolute crap that I can't stand. You could bring 4 million studies forward. You could scoop the crap out of the Gulf of America, mm-hmm. if he wants to call it that, and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what it does to. And I don't care about the individual animals. I'm talking about general pollution. Look at the islands of plastic that are in the middle of the ocean. It's plastic. It's the environment. Who cares?
But for someone, that
doesn't affect me. Duh.
If he's that concerned about straws, he must suck a lot.
Well, I mean, if you want to take your paper straw and suck hot coffee out of it, probably not a great idea, you know? By the way, I'm using right now. Look at this. Nobody talks about this alternative right here.
Right. There you go. That's nice.
Metal. And reusable metal, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a patriot. I have a plastic straw at my desk just in case. But also, this is the future, the plastic straws.
And I do hate paper straws.
Yeah, well, your man's making you happy. Your man will make you happy. That's for sure.
Every day.
What a dipshit.
Mike,
I'm sorry.
Don't end
Honest
on this tone.
God, I hate that.
I must
that.
Cheer you up because the Spanx products, I don't wear them myself, but some people are very fond of them. And their spokesperson is Kim Kardashian, who I know you've taken.
Are they made of plastic or paper?
My Spanx? They were paper, but they dissolved.
Oh,
they explode.
Really bad.
They explode.
But, Mike, you like Kimberly Kardashian, don't you?
Oh, I'm a big fan. Yeah, sure.
I think she looks pretty good in this spot for Spanx. She's the fairy butt mother.
Why is everything so hard? Come on now. Stand up.
I know. I should stand up. I should work for the body that I want. But I just can't.
I'm doing so much already. I'm getting protein.
I'm eating healthy.
So much
I get my hair dyed. My body turns.
I just can't do it anymore. Can't there just be one thing in life that's easy? Can't there just be one thing, Kim Kardashian?
I'm not Kim.
Chloe?
No, I am Kim. But today I'm also your fairy butt mother.
She's the fairy butt mother, Mike.
Good for her. That's you're gonna. I predict you will see more and more of that type of thing.
Yeah.
As the years go on, just my because you know when you have a lifestyle,
yes,
that's way up here. You got to sustain it, and you got to do whatever you can to sustain it. So yeah. You'll see more of that. I've never been in that financial zone, so I don't have to burden myself with that. But I'd be more than happy of being a dirty little whore if an opportunity presented itself.
You know? I watched the horrible new Amy Schumer movie on Netflix yesterday.
Terribly reviewed.
Me
oh
too.
My God, it's bad.
You watched it too, Josh?
Yeah, Rob and I tend to watch the same bad movies.
Wow, wow.
It's called Almost Pregnant, I think. It doesn't matter because you shouldn't watch it.
Kind of pregnant.
But yeah. One of the only jokes that made me laugh is she was making up a bedtime story. She says, once upon a time, there were three Kardashians, and they lived in a castle that was paid for by their father defending a murderer.
Yeah, and that probably the only laugh in the movie, right?
Pretty much. So don't watch that. And let's close with this, Mike.
Yes.
Do you have things on your bucket list that you got to get done before you pass?
Not in that way, no.
I know you wanted to go to Japan, but...
Yeah, I mean, bucket list items where I wouldn't, you know, things I'd like to do, but I don't feel, am I compelled to do. A hole in one. Already have it.
Well, another. You never have too many.
That, yeah, I'd love one of those. That every day. Very good. I like that idea.
Hole in one. Already have one.
Okay, I'll take that. Good. I'll take that. That's awesome. Yes, sir.
All right.
I already have one.
It's your bucket list.
Nee, nee, nee,
nee, nee, nee, nee. Hold it one. Hold it one.
I already have one.
It's framed. I have one. La, la, la.
Oh, I don't have it in back of me anymore.
You should, in case anyone asks.
I wish I had it handy. I'd show it to you.
Now you just got to go hit another one. this guy says every man once in his life should go to the beach in a Speedo.
Every man should have to wear a Speedo to the beach at least once.
100%
compulsory
disagree.
Service, you have to wear a Speedo at least once.
I've never done it, and I'll never do it.
Why? Are you scared?
Of course.
No, you shouldn't be scared. You hear that? You hear that? That's the sound of thousands of women in the comment section saying, we're scared, but we have to be naked at the beach.
Bruv.
Get naked.
Not trying to be stereotypical, but you're probably packing heat.
No.
A guy like me is not packing
guess
heat.
Guess what? We're going to see it anyway. Whenever you wear baggy swim trunks and they get wet and you get out of the pool, we see it anyway.
No one sees it. There's nothing to see.
We've all seen it. Plus, people aren't even looking at that.
I'm looking.
You're looking?
Of course I'm looking.
Okay, so this is an internal fear.
So because it actually becomes internal.
But you have to do it.
Like, conquer that.
No.
Wear a Speedo.
Oh, I'm looking around and seeing stuff that's
stop,
me.
Stop.
Stop it.
My apologies.
All right, that's it. We got to get out of here.
Were you wearing swim trunks when you got that hole in one?
I was, as a matter of fact. And they were soaked. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love my dentist.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
So what do I mean to do? Drop my pants and fire a rocket?
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify. The all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.